The question this morning, are you really saved? What changes inside of you when you meet Jesus? Have you received the Holy Ghost? Acts. Now I'm going to go through these rather quick, so if you want to write them down and then study them later or whatever you want to do, but the time length, I have to keep moving. Acts 19:2. He said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since ye believe? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. Ephesians 1:13. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Ephesians 1:13. God's Holy Spirit comes to live in us when we accept Christ. He changes our heart. He seals us for eternity to mark us as belonging to God. We become a new creature. 2 Corinthians 5:17-20. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And this verse here really stuck out to me because I know we all have done things in the past that were really not too happy about. But once we bring them to Jesus and repent, it's finished. But, you know, that's the key. And this morning on the way here, I'm thinking of the word key, and I'm going, Lord, what's the key? And he told me he's the key. He's the key to everything that we do and have. For me, that was huge this morning. 2 Corinthians 5:18. All things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation. 19. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not inputting their trespasses onto them, he hath committed us to the word of reconciliation. See, he doesn't want to give us what we deserve. He's such an awesome God. The very presence of the real, very real God comes to live in you. If that happened, then something has changed. What changed? Love. Romans 5:5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the Lord of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. God's love is shed abroad in our hearts, poured out, gushed forth, given to us by the Holy Ghost. Did you experience love for the ones you didn't even like before? Now that was like a huge key for me, because when God said you need to pray for people that you don't like, you're supposed to pray for your enemies, I didn't want to. But you know, we really, even though we don't like them, what they do, it's like Jesus, we have to love them, because we may be the only person that they see that has God in them. And what if we didn't do our part? And that really hit home with me, because that almost happened with Richard when he came through the door. And what God is saying, we're supposed to look at people with his eyes, not our eyes. Because our eyes are condemning, judgmental. At least mine are. 1 John 2, 1 John 2, 9 to 11. Did you experience love for those you didn't even like before? I had to read that again. I don't know why. He saith that he is the light and hath his brother, is in darkness even hateth his brother, is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is no occasion of stumbling in him. And that's like if Steve says something like, what are you doing here today? I still have to love him. I do, but he would never say that. But our flesh has a reaction. And is it going to be of the devil or is it going to be of God? We have a choice. I choose Jesus. Not always. But if I don't, he takes me to the woodshed, so it's easier to do it the first time. 1 John 4, 7 and 8. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. 8. He that loveth not knoweth, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. I mean, that's like black and white. Either we love or we don't. Either we're godly or we're of the world. Again, we have a choice. First John 4:12-13. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfect in us. That doesn't mean we're perfect, but God's love in us is perfect because we're created in his image. But it's everything that we've come to us as a child, as a grown-up, people we hang out with, what our parents was like, the choices that we've made have drawn us away from God. And he's trying to draw us back. Because if you draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to you. Amen? Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he is in us, because he have given us of his Spirit. Without his Spirit, we're nothing. Because if we don't have his Spirit, whose Spirit do we have? The world's Spirit. 16. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. There is also love for things of this world. 1 John 2, 15-17. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if any man love the world, the love of a Father is not in him. So if we like to watch television or, you know, football's our God or whatever it is that occupies your time, that's going to take you away from God. But the Word of God, which is the truth, will make us free. And it's like these lights, as I'm talking, these lights are rejuvenating me in my brain, like, wow. Because my hair's standing up, and they're not goosebumps, they're God bumps. Because I know that it's the Holy Spirit coming through me and telling me this morning, confirming this through me right here as I speak. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. 17. And the world passes away, and then lust them of, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. And he says that we'll have everlasting life. But we have to walk with him. Because walking with him will lengthen it. Walking with the devil will shorten it. You have a new life and a new way. 1 John 1:5-10. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is the light, and in him is no darkness at all. Wow. No darkness at all. Six. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and don't the truth and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Verse 8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Because that's the first step to salvation, is realizing where you're at. Realizing that you're a sinner. And that you don't deserve to go to heaven. But when we turn from our wicked ways and sin, God is just so pleased. His arms open up. And it's not that he loves us any less. He's just waiting patiently, because we have free will, and he wants to give us a choice. He's so kind. But you know, when we make the wrong choice and then we go, oh, it might be a day, an hour, a minute later. Oh, God. But when we bring it back to him and say, Lord, I am sorry. I repent of what I just did. Please forgive me. It's finished. But it's when we don't come to him and repent, it just stacks up. And pretty soon you're burdened. Pretty soon you don't have any peace. And you're running around like I used to with a chicken with my head cut off, trying to figure things out. And he's just waiting. You know, a couple miles, 10 miles, 100 miles, 5 years, 20 years, whatever. But when we stop and draw nigh to him, he's right here. And he was here the whole time. He just waits on us. He's such an awesome God. Awesome God. Thank you, Jesus. Whew. And the world passeth away. Oh, I read that. Let's see, where was I? Chapter 1, verse 9. Where I just lost it. Oh, yes. Thank you, sir. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Again, it's finished. He wants to cleanse us. He wants to love us. He wants to provide for us. But, you know, we have to do something, too. We have to draw nigh to him. And that's what he's waiting for. And I'm so excited. The changes, and I never used to like changes. I was happy with the way things were going as long as they were my way. But the changes, for instance, that are occurring in here, the wall, This wasn't our idea. It was God's idea. And, you know, sometimes it's like a pendulum swing. Okay, we messed up. You know, God wants us to do something different. So then we go way over here, try to do more, which is kind of off balance. And then we swing back the other way. But then we finally come down to where God wants us. So we haven't arrived. It's a walk. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar. And his word is not in us. And I've called God a liar a lot of times. But again, he's so faithful. He humbles himself. He has laid his life down for us. I mean, literally, he laid his life down for each and every one of us. For Tim, for Dudley, for Rick, for Glenn, even Nate, you know. He's laid his life down. Forgive me, Lord, I threw that in there. You can deal with me later. Sin attitude. You have a conscience when you do sin. But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you all of all things, and is the truth, and is no lie, and eases it. And even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. Yes, sir. You cannot continue to live in darkness. John 3:19. And this is a condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. First John 1:5-6. But whoso keepeth his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as God has walked. Oh, yes. Thank you, brother. 1:5-6. Let's go over here where we're supposed to be. This then is the message which we have heard. Look at that. It was right on time. I just had to go to where the message was. And declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. 2:11. John 1:2-11. Because he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness had blinded his eyes. You know, it's like you get in a rut, and you do the same thing over and over again, and you expect a change. You go, why is my life going this way? And then day after day, you do the same thing. You know, you don't draw near to God, and you go, what's wrong? I'm doing this. I'm doing all I can do. Well, we're lying to ourselves. Because if you're not in the Word, you're not with God. You have to be in this Word every day. Every day. And I never used to like to read or write. But this is the most important book that I've ever owned. When my wife and I, after my heart attack, I said, or actually it was before my heart attack, I said, Lord, wouldn't it just, it would be so awesome if I had an outline to follow. Now, this is an unsaved person. If just I had an outline to follow, I could follow it. Hello. Duh. Thunder. Wow, what a revelation. See, I didn't have that relationship. And I didn't have a father. But he was always there. And he kept me out of so much danger because he was my shield and my protector. Even though I wasn't after him, he was after me. And I am so thankful that he never gave up. Because a lot of us do. But he never does. We got to bring this horse to a landing pretty soon, don't we? Oh, whoops, we got to go back over here. 1 John 3, 4:10. 3, 4, 2:10. There's a heckler in every crowd. 1 John 3, verses 4 to 10. I can't help it. You can't understand my own English. Probably like my writing. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. 5. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither know him. Little children, let no man deceive you, but that doeth righteous in righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committed sins of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteous is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. You mean I gotta like Brother Harvey? I gotta love him? I mean I gotta like Larry? Okay. When we do not sin, when we do sin, we want his forgiveness and we desire to be restored to a good relationship with him. Now, consequences of sin. This isn't good. Ephesians 4:30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. If we do not repent, God disciplines us as a good father would. He takes us to the woodshed. You know, I didn't used to like that much. Because it was really neat. My mom would give me one, which, you know, she was a lightweight. But then Dad would come home. And we'd have a board meeting. Now that got the point across right there. But God, he is so awesome. He is so comforting, so tender, so loving, that he'll let us go away. And when we come back, like the prodigal son, that he's standing right there with open arms and loves us the same. Now that is hard to wrap around my little mind, because I know how Glenn can get in the flesh. But I know now that it breaks my heart. And I have to turn from it. I have to repent. Or, it's worse than any sin that I've ever done because I just don't have peace. I don't have comfort. I'm antsy. I'm just out of sorts. But when I, Lord, forgive me because I've sinned. I yelled at my wife. I wanted to hit her, you know. Well, not. Oh, it's only every other day.
Yeah, you sure you're
safe? Ooh. Hebrews 12, 7 and 9. Well, you said be honest. Yeah. If we endure chastising, God dealeth with you as with sons. With sons. For what sin is he, what son is he whom the father chastiseth not? That would be like having your son go up to his mother and hit her. Or disobey her and not do anything about it. And sometimes that happens in a home, that the children aren't chastised. But I got that part down pat when I was growing up. But if we be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons? Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection to the Father of spirits and life? Because let's face it, my father didn't know everything. And he got from his parents, most likely. So it was like a generation after generation. But the buck stops here with my generation. Because I know Jesus. And I'm so thankful. In fact, most of my family don't believe that I don't drink or smoke or carry on. But I did it for so many years. And I don't get to see him much. And there's a reason for that. But, we can change people. There is hope. And Jesus is the only hope that we have. We confess our sin, then he forgives us and cleanses us from our sin. Thank you, Jesus. Check yourself using these verses to know if you are really saved. 1 John 5:13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And 20. And we know that the Son of God hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and an eternal life. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. See, he has come. He has given us understanding. But the question that arose to me is, what are we doing with it? Are we just, it's another day. I don't need God today. I've got money. I got a roof over my head. Well, what's going to happen when that's all gone? Then who are you going to go to? Eternal life is to know God. John 17:3. And this is eternal life, that might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom has sent them into the world. So, folks, we have a question this morning. Are you saved? Lord, we thank you for this time. We give you the praise and the glory. And Lord, thank you for bringing this manna through me. I mean, that's living proof that you can work through anybody. And I just thank you for the people that showed up early to hear your word and not mine. I just say, thank you, Jesus. Amen.